This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker continues building a national profile as questions surrounding his future swirl. Pritzker has had a busy national schedule since President Donald Trump was elected to a second term. During a speech at the Center for American Progress in Washington, Pritzker offered Democrats some red meat.
Donald Trump has handed over the reins of power to Elon Musk and his fellow Doge bags, so that they can find trillions of dollars that they need to give themselves a massive tax break.
And asked for introspection.
If we want to regain the trust of the voters that we stand for, Democrats have to deliver. Democrats have to make people's lives better.
Pritzker's gone on podcasts and will keynote the New Hampshire Democrats' largest annual fundraiser next month. But officially, Pritzker is still mum on his future. Some graduates of a South Suburban high school say officials there repeatedly mishandled student allegations of sexual assault. In 2022, Amaya Blair told staff at Homewood Flossmoor High School that she had been raped by a male classmate. Now she's getting $3.5 million in a settlement from the school over allegations that officials mishandled her report of the incident. But some alums, like T.T. Lyo, a Noma, say school leaders mishandled a number of similar cases dating back to at least a year before Blair's.
When that happened to Amaya, to everybody previous, school stopped being safe. We had to travel in twos everywhere.
In a statement, the school's Board of Education said they are committed to maintaining a safe learning environment for students, but they did not say if the school has taken any new measures to improve student safety. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is ramping up pressure for Chicago public schools to take on a $175 million pension payment. The mayor's administration laid out options for the district to take out a loan in order to cover the costs of the disputed payment. If the district does not pay it, city budget officials have warned they may have to dip into reserves to cover the shortfall. Johnson insists CPS needs to foot the bill in order to become independent of the city's finances.
Moving forward, that's really what we're getting at here, is that this board is going to be an independent body. And, you know, I don't want to sound, you know, like my dad, you know, here, but at some point they're going to have to move out.
The board is expected to consider a budget amendment this week on the issue. A study by the Sinai Urban Health Institute shares insights about mental health gathered from 900 girls in Chicago. The study aims to understand positive and negative contributors to local girls' mental well-being. It found Chicago girls are 2 to 3 times more likely to experience depression and anxiety than girls across the country. Sinai Director of Health Equity Research, Melissa Gutierrez-Kappheim, says one of the most disturbing findings is
40% of adolescent girls in the city of Chicago are shouldering adult responsibilities, including financial. And this is during critical development periods.
Sinai put together the Coalition on Urban Girls so community partners can put together a quality of life plan for local girls. Some more things you should know today. WBEZ and 12 other public media stations are under investigation by the Federal Communications Commission. The station is under investigation over its on-air sponsorships, which are commonly referred to as underwriting. A WBEZ spokesperson tells the Sun-Times the station adheres to FCC underwriting guidelines and is confident that any review will demonstrate compliance with them. The station was told of the investigation in a letter from FCC Chair and Trump appointee Brendan Carr in late January. The station receives about 4.6% of its total operating revenue from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Two out-of-state nonprofits have filed a federal civil rights complaint against the Illinois State Board of Education and Chicago Public Schools over transgender student access. In the complaint with the Education Department's Office for Civil Rights, the groups argue that the State Board and CPS are violating Title IX discrimination protections by allowing transgender students to use bathrooms and other facilities corresponding with their gender identity. The Trump administration has targeted transgender people, which is opening the door for such complaints. Last week, the administration also eliminated the Education Department's Chicago Office for Civil Rights through mass layoffs. The State Board of Education and CPS declined to comment. Today, we will see showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, and the high will be near 60. Tonight, there will be rain and about 1 to 3 inches of snow. A wind advisory starting at 10 p.m. with gusts up to 45 miles per hour and a low of 32 tonight. Tomorrow, we expect it to be sunny and windy with a high of 43. That's it for the show. If you like the rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.